You're listening to SBS News.
Outgoing Independent MP Karen Phelps has congratulated the Liberal Party's Dave Sharma for his win in the high-profile Sydney seat of Wentworth. The race for the blue ribbon seat had been close since Saturday night, but Dr. Phelps conceded at midday on Monday. Dr. Phelps won the seat last year from the Liberal Party at an October by-election sparked by the dumping of ex-Liberal Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Dr. Phelps says she's proud of her achievements.
I may have only been in Parliament for a short time, but I am proud of my record. I am proud of the team that I've had around me. I'm proud of my family for the support that they have given me. And because there's no way that I could have done anything that I've done in Parliament or for the electorate without their undying support. I operated in Canberra with conviction, with integrity, and a belief that individuals can impact on the political conversation.
As Labor Party officials dissect the poor election results, several Labor front benches are sounding out support for the party's leadership. Anthony Albanese is contesting the leadership ballot, while Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek has announced she won't. Opposition Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen is also expected to declare his candidacy. Meanwhile, Newcastle Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon has called on the party to get back to its roots. He's told the ABC Labor experienced a backlash at the election among blue-collar workers.
Well, we certainly have to get back to the centre, and we have to reconnect to our working class base, reconnect with those blue-collar workers, talk more about them and their cost of living pressures, and less about some of those issues that are more acknowledged or aligned with the left side of the debate.
Meanwhile, Victoria's Scott Morrison is getting back to work after his election victory. The Coalition's leadership group met on Monday morning, while the National Security Committee of Cabinet also met in the afternoon with defence and intelligence chiefs. Mr Morrison's victory gives him the authority to refresh his front bench in coming days, with several portfolios up for grabs, including industrial relations, jobs, Indigenous affairs, women, human services and defence. Mr Morrison says it's back to business for the government.
That's what they voted for on Saturday, for us to get back to work. A series of briefings today, obviously, on a range of issues, but today particularly focusing on the national security issues and the international issues that have been developing over recent weeks. Tomorrow I'll be joined by the Treasurer and we'll be working through issues there on the economics side of things. Our leadership group has met this morning as well, and it is very much a back-to-work day, and which enables Australians to get back to work. Our government, of course, will be about those jobs we're creating, 1.25 million new jobs, and it's also about keeping Australians safe and secure.
Australia was prepared for a Labor victory on Saturday after a huge number of political polls predicted that outcome. The accuracy of pre-polling has come under fire in recent years, particularly after it massively failed to predict the results of the Brexit referendum in 2016 and Donald Trump's presidential victory in the United States. Political scientist Dr. Andy Marks is Assistant Vice Chancellor at Western Sydney University. He says based on pre-polling results, a Labor victory was virtually unquestionable, and says the election result shows how pollsters need to modernise how they survey the electorate.
Mainstream polling is struggling to keep up with technology. I think the mobile age more simply means that they're not able to generate random samples in the way that they used to, and so the margin for error radically changed. There's no question at a simplistic level, more and more people have mobile phones. I'd hasten to say they're in the majority now. Mm. So the old idea of ringing up somebody on the landline and asking them who they'll vote for is redundant and has kind of been redundant, I think, for the last 3 or 4 years. The other factor, of course, in play is that it's missing out on that large chunk of opinion expressed real-time through platforms like social media.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.